John 15 says, Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Jesus says to abide in him. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 10 to 15 says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another man is building upon it. Let each man take care how he builds upon it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each man has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Let us all make Christ our foundation, instead of our own selfish, petty, greedy wants and needs. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, Jesus said that we should build on the foundation of his words. Lord, please help us to build our lives and our behavior on the words of Christ. Help us to have that strong foundation. Help us to obey Christ and do your will, so that we may not stumble or have our works and our lives collapse because of a bad foundation. I pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And now, once again, it is time to listen to a guy who has built his house on sinking sand.
Skeptic Corner!
Once again, Mr. Secular Bible is talking about the Book of Kings.
Additional support for the acceptance of polytheism comes from the statement that the Lord God of the Hebrews met with us, not God met with us, as a monotheist would have said.
Once again, Mr. Secular Bible provides us with a steaming load of crap. Hey, we're monotheists. Who cares what our God is named? Let's just pretend that nobody'll get confused. Why be specific? Seriously, they lived in a world containing different nations that didn't all worship the same God. This was not polytheism. They were just making a distinction so nobody would be confused and worship some false idol like Baal. It was a conscientious statement about our God's relationship to the false gods of the nations. Again and again, the Bible states that Yahweh has power. The other nations just worship lifeless objects that have no power to save.
Maranatha!
And now, page 6 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke.
He was making fun of everything that I said, the owl cried.
Cupcake frowned.
Scott, did you ever get a strange note on your door? We got one before someone burned our house down.
The owl shivered a little.
Joe's Pizza?
No, from some guys who say they are Indians and want their land back. I think they were called the Gazpacho or something. Mr. Top and Bottom is supposed to be their medicine man.
Good heavens, I hope not. No, can't say that I have. Well, once I did get something. I think it was some kind of advertisement. I think it said, "This house is built on tribal lands." Something like that. I forget. I just tossed the thing in the recycle bin. Probably were trying to get me to buy some beads or something dreadful like that. The phone rang again. It just kept ringing. Just ignore it, Scott said. Pudgy paused and thought about the owl's advertisement.
There's something very strange going on here, he muttered.
He hopped up onto the counter and sat there, thinking and listening to the intercom playing Native American music that went thumpa bumpa, bumpa thump. He thought about the note very hard, for he was a dumb dog. On the desk he saw a framed picture of two mice that looked like Frankenstein monsters, an IBM, and a pile of papers. A guinea pig burbled at him from the top of the computer.
That's right, Mr. Bartle. Off the desk. Bad dog! Scott shouted at Pudgy. You almost smashed up Steve and Rosie's wedding picture.
Patricia was singing to herself as she went around the store, touching things with a
Seats, pants, ooh, no ray, la burucha, home yolo, gaduk chan, jumuni.
When she ran her hands across the candy rack, she noticed a package of gumballs and picked them up to show them to Cupcake.
What is?
It says screaming sours.
The bluebird muttered.
It's really sour gum. It'll rot your teeth right out. I should know. I got 8 fillings.
But they're really tasty. Mmm, mouth puckering, said Scott.
Patricia nodded and went back to poking things, and Cupcake was looking at the owl, shaking her head.
I just don't understand, Scott. Why do you have to use that awful antique telephone? Why can't we call the police from the satellite?
You can do that? Wow! That sounds cool. Kind of like a science fiction movie. I wonder if we will be able to do that someday, he said and rubbed his chin. Yes, indeed. What wonders will the future hold?
Do you know anyone else who might have a phone?
This concludes page 6 of Gatsy Smoke.
If you'd like to get in contact with that tree, you may email him at acttree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy bread.
Fuzzy bread.